Ballincollig emerging the victors in the All Cork FAI Youth Cup final at Turner's Cross this afternoon. They defeated Ringmahon Rangers 3-1 in a superb game of football at the Cross. I really, really enjoyed this game, I have to say. Roland Barrett, Matthew Whelan and Captain Darren Murphy with the scores for Colleague, and Troy O'Sullivan got Rangers' goal. A shame there had to be a loser in this game because both sides were absolutely fantastic. After the game, I spoke to Colleague manager Dennis Murphy.
It's unbelievable. We were under cost there for a lot of the time in the first half there, and our backline kept us in. We dug in, we scored first. Probably against the run of play, but they're an excellent team. They're probably the best team in our league by a country mile. But we hope to rattle the league now and the local cup. But look, this is for the people who brought them to training since they were 4 and 5 years of age. We did 12 players from our team today on our panel, came up to the academy, and I just could never believe. You could never see this happening in Ballincollig.
What do you think at the end there? I mean, like, it's 2-1, Ringmahon are applying the pressure. Hart must be in the mode at that point.
I know, but our front two are very fast and they're very direct. And look, I know if we got ahead of them in the second half, they'd push on, we catch them on the break. We caught them once, we should have caught them more. When the tower goal went in, I thought it was Christmas.
Reversal result of the Munster Cup match between.
Yeah, but that wasn't a fair reflection, because we had no goalie. Our goalie was sick, and our two full backs didn't play either, and it's an all-on weather. More even game today. It was 50-50. If they went ahead in the second half, they would have fought, we'd have found hard, because they would have sat back. But look, where they are. We're in history. First Ballincollig team ever to win the National Cup. We'll take it and we'll enjoy the night.
You have to play them twice again, Dennis. In the league.
Yeah, and probably.
And
current College Corinthians have loads of games played now, but look, we'll keep going. We'll try and win every game we can play. Like, what? If you had only just at the end of the season, you'd take it. But look, we still have the local cup as well. Like, we're on the opposite side of the semi final draw as well. So look, we'll just have to keep going. Get back to. We've a game Wednesday night against Carrick too. That's not too bad. So we'll just have to go again.
What do you think it means to the club?
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Look at the crowd here.
Yeah, unbelievable. Oh, it's great. It's like when Ballincollig went to see the football county last year. The whole village united. I was getting texts all night there off people, all clubs, people over in Australia, America. People that you'd be after forgetting about. But look at it. Look what it means. People on the pitch.
And big night of celebrations. So you're lucky to Ballincollig tomorrow.
Oh, it's all stop. We're going to the Oil House now for a meal. The club sponsored a meal for the players on their own. And I say after that, it's going to be one long night.
Well deserved. Enjoy it.
All right, thanks very much.
That's Dennis Murphy there, Ballincollig manager, speaking after their win over Ringmahon today in the FAI Youth Cup final at the Cross. I also got a chance to speak to goal scorer and captain Darren Murphy.
How do you feel right now? Can you put it into words?
Oh, I'm speechless. I can't even talk. You can see now I can't even talk. Coming into the game, we're during the week training physically, training hard. We didn't know what was going to happen today. Ringmahon were the favourites coming in. Everyone was talking about Ringmahon this. But we're determined to come in today and show them who's the best team in Cork, and we came out on top, so it's a great day.
What was your approach going into the game? What was the gaffer saying to you before the game started?
Just get at them straight away. We knew that their weak link was at the back, so we just had to attack them straight away. We had a game plan coming into the game. We stuck to that game plan and we came off during the game.
You got the second goal then, Ringmahon applied the pressure, but you got the third then, cracking finish from yourself.
Oh yeah, I was last for words really. I didn't know what to do really, whether to go around them or shoot, but I just made a decision in my head and I took it around them, and thankfully I got it in.
And a massive crowd here from the village as well.
Oh, unbelievable. Yeah, I think the biggest thanks goes out to the crowd. You can thank the managers, thank everything, but the crowd today were unbelievable. Chanting every stand.
Really got you over the line, didn't it?
Oh yes, chanting your name, chanting everyone's name in the stands. They got us over the line, and huge thanks to the fans today. Unbelievable.
Did you have a speech in your head going up, or did you just make it up on the spot?
I don't know really. I wasn't really thinking about a speech. I was just concentrating on the game, so I just had to make a few words while I was up there, and hopefully I got it out well.
And still a good bit to go in the rest of the regular season as well.
Yeah,
so
we have the semi-final of the local cup, and we're top of the league at the moment, so the trouble's still on for us. That's what we'll be going for. We won't lie down. We'll have to push on now, push for the league, push for another cup, and win as much as we can.
And a good night.
You have to play them twice, don't you, again?
Yeah, play them twice again.
And a good night of celebration so ahead.
Oh, huge night. Won't be going home at all tonight.
Enjoy. Bye. Well deserved.
Cheers. Thank you.
Well, it's Darren Murphy, the Ballincollig captain, speaking after today's great win. It was a superb game of football. He said thoroughly enjoyed it. It was just end-to-end stuff for 90 minutes. As I said, a shame one team had to lose it. But Ballincollig were brilliant. Ringmahon equally as brilliant. 3-1, maybe slightly flatters Ballincollig a bit because they caught Ringmahon on the break. Ringmahon just put everyone forward in the dying minutes just to try and get that equaliser. But a fantastic game of football, I have to say. Really, really enjoyed it. You can hear how much it meant to Ballincollig there as well.